Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Tonight, as we continue live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, show number 1003. The Hawks open against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Lots of new faces on the ice. Watch out for this guy, John Hayden. I'm telling you. He had a very good camp. The guy that puts his team together, well, that's Stan Bowman. And Stan joins us now. And the obvious question for you, Stan, on opening night is, what are you going to be for Halloween? What? No, that's not, that's not the question.
I don't know, Steve. You have any suggestions for me?
That's not the question. Question is, how excited are you? Do you keep getting excited? Because Q told me the other day he still gets butterflies.
I'm very excited. I can't wait to get going. I think we had a good, training camp and exhibition season, but, nothing compares to getting it going for real tonight. And I know talking to everybody around here and our players are really excited for this new season. We got a little bit of a different look, but a lot of familiar names and faces. So I think that combination is something to be excited as we start things tonight.
And if you want a great trivia question to impress your Blackhawk friends, who's older, Artemi Panarin or Brandon Saad? Everybody thinks Saad's like 28. Saad's what, 6 months younger than?
Yeah.
Saad's like 6 months younger than Panarin.
Even more than that, I think. But Brandon doesn't even turn 25 till later in October. So it's amazing what Brandon has accomplished at such a young age, with a couple Stanley Cups. And, he's really coming into his own as a player. I think everyone remembers how impressive he was a couple years ago, and he's an even better player now. He's matured a little bit and physically stronger, and his contribution is going to be significant for us, so really excited to have Saad back with us.
The Breakfast of the Blackhawks, sponsored by MB Financial Bank. And Dave, what time is pregame tonight?
Pregame tonight is at 7, although Roe and Anna will be out there starting at 3, and they get the red carpet event this afternoon also. So,
and Chris Bowden will be
handling the pregame
tonight
at 7 o'clock.
Again, want to wish Judd all the best. The Blackhawks organization does as well with his new job with the Bruins.
Yeah, he does his first game tonight against Nashville in Boston.
Speaking of Nashville, Stan, I've complimented you on and off the air about this. I thought the aggressive stance you took after the playoff mess last spring was a thrill to Blackhawk fans and really fired everybody up for the summer and the off months, and then making a lot of changes and doing all the things you have to do as Stan Bowman in the off season. So congratulations to you, but who are you most excited to see skate tonight?
It's a combination of a couple familiar faces, Saad and Sharp. I think they're guys, that our fans know well, and I think we're happy to have them back. But, I think it's pretty special to have a young 19-year-old kid, Alex DeBrincat. He's going to make his debut tonight. And, he's one of those guys that I think it's easy to cheer for him. He's always sort of been overlooked when he was a younger player. He was always a little guy, and everyone thought he was talented but just too small. And, he's coming off a long way. So we have to give him a lot of credit for the work he's put in the last couple years. And really excited to see him. It's interesting to watch his camp. He quietly goes about his business. He's not like a flashy player, but then you look down, he seems to get goals and assists every game, and he makes a lot of good plays with the puck. So really excited to see Alex.
Stan, did you think when camp began that he would be on the roster on opening night?
We didn't really handicap it that way. I mean, we certainly were hopeful that he was going to come in and do what he had done the previous couple seasons. It's pretty special to score the amount of goals that he did. But until you get to the NHL and see how he performs with other NHL players, you aren't quite sure. So I can't say I had really an expectation either way. I was excited to see how he would look when he got on the ice with, all the NHL players. And, he seems to just keep getting better. I think, as we go along here, I expect him to continue to get acclimated, but he's got a ton of talent, and he's a pretty even-keeled guy, so I think he's going to be able to handle everything thrown his way.
Your core of defensemen obviously is much different, even though it's got some very familiar guys back there. But it's a different group, and it's eight guys. So do you foresee kind of a – it's going to be a little bit of a learning process here as far as how these guys are paired up in the early part of the season?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to characterize it. I do think we're we're going to have some different looks, and we're going to try to find some combinations that are effective. You know, they've tinkered around with some different pairings throughout the preseason, so we have a lot of looks we could use. But obviously, we've got probably four established NHL players in Keith Seabrook, Murphy, and Cody Franson. And then after that, we've got some young players who have some experience, like Forsling and Kempney. And even Jordan Osterley has, some games with a couple years ago with the Oilers. So they've all played a little bit. And then we've got Jan Ruta, who's come in. You know, he's technically a first-year guy, but he is 27 years old. So he's not really too intimidated by anything. You know, I think he's probably been the biggest surprise of the camp. You know, we were really excited when we signed him this summer. We weren't sure if he'd be ready right away for the NHL with getting acclimated to the different setup here in North America, but he's been excellent. So, you know, you put it all together, and, I have a lot of confidence in our coaches to find out how they're going to roll them out and who they're going to use in different situations. But you're right, it's a different look, but I'm excited about the potential of the group.
With Hossa gone, with Haas on the bench, he's not allowed on the bench right now. With Haas watching at home, somebody's got to take some of those physical minutes, those minutes on the other end. Is Sauter going to play a little bit of that role, do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think Richard Panik as well. You know, right now, I think we're going to probably start with Jonathan Toews, and those two guys will be his wingers, Panik and Saad. And I think, you know, all three of those players have some of the attributes that Marian brought to the table. Nobody really replaces Marian, and we're not trying to replace him. But I think style-wise, you know, there's a lot of strength on that line. There's a lot of power. There's a good two-way game. You know, and I think you look at Brandon Saad's contributions. He can kill penalties. He can play the power play. 5-on-5. He can play against really good players. So I think if anyone's probably close to replicating Marian's style, it would be Brandon Saad.
And tell us about John Hayden, because I'm excited about him.
Yeah, John's a real energetic player. He's obviously a big, strong guy. I think, you know, as an opponent, you have to keep your head up when he's on the ice. Yeah, he likes to be physical and get in on the forecheck. And, you know, we saw a little bit of John last year. He came in later in the year, and he had a nice contribution for a guy that it just got dropped in late. But now he's at a full training camp. You know, I think if there's one player that showed a real determination that he was going to be on this team, it was John Hayden. From the day we started, he was like on a mission to prove that he belongs in the NHL. So certainly a credit to John for his effort and his training. So he's put himself in a great position. And, you know, I think the fans are going to like the style he plays. He's an honest player. He's hard to play against, and he's going to bring us some energy.
Penguins opened with a tie last night. And of course,
well, yeah, you're right. I mean, overtime loss.
Well, you have to have a tie to get to the overtime
That's
loss.
True.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah. So the Penguins opened with a tie and an OTL last night, but they get a point to coming in, and they're the champs until they're not. Stan, I've been saying all along, they're holding our cup till we take it back. I love that the schedule is set up this way, where you get them right out of the gate.
Yeah, I think it's a great, certainly, test, you know, to start our season. They're an incredible team. You know, back-to-back cups is very, very difficult to do. So they've got a lot of weapons offensively. They can score a lot of goals. You know, they've got a little bit of everything on their team. So it's a challenge. You know, you're playing against Sidney Crosby, you know, probably one of the top players in all of hockey right now. And he's sort of at the top of, of his career. So I think it's going to be a test for us, and it's a good way to start your year. You know that you're going to have to be ready, and you can see where you're at playing against such a strong opponent.
Well, you've done a great job as always, and it's never just Kane and Taves, but when you go tonight, if you're lucky enough to be there, just know that Kane's never been bigger. Taves, I don't believe, has ever been hungrier. And it's going to be a great season, just an absolute great season. And all this brought to you by MB Financial Bank. Thank you for that. And I've got a question for you, Stan, before I let you fly. This is part of Breakfast with the Blackhawks. What was your favorite Halloween costume you had as a kid?
Well, this one wasn't very creative, but I believe it or not, one year I was a hockey player. I had the helmet. I had the equipment.
I was going to say, where would you have gotten the gear?
Exactly. So I don't think I get points for creativity, but I think I played the part well.
Yeah, plus the great thing is if somebody gives you like the little candy bar instead of the big one, you just check them right into their own bushes outside.
Hey, maybe that happened. You never know.
You never know. You don't have to admit it. Have a great time tonight. Thanks, man.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Take care.
There you go. Stan Bowman from your Chicago Blackhawks.